B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Nick, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm awesome. Well, I wouldn't say awesome, but I'm all right. But the situation is kind of this. Like, I went out with this girl, Kendra, you know, smoking hot girl. We had such a good time and saw each other a few times. And then, like, the last time I had her over at my place, you know, we're hanging out, we're fooling around, and then all of a sudden, she just, like, her phone goes off or something, and she's, like, up, starts getting dressed, and she's like, I got to get out of here. All and right. I have, like, no idea what could have gone wrong.
Hmm. Okay, well, so, I'm going to ask you, but it doesn't sound like you did it. Do you feel like you did something wrong?
No, I think I did everything right.
Well, I mean, if she got, like, a call or text or whatever, and she kind of had to leave, you know, urgently, maybe it sounds like more was an emergency on her end, like, you know, some of the family
member. Or it was my friend call me to get me out of this horrific date and pretend like there is an emergency, but there really isn't.
Wow. I'm trying to help Nick out.
I'm just, because a lot of women will do that. We'll have our friend call us at a specific time and say there's an emergency just for us to get out of it.
Nick, I don't think it was that. I just think that simply her husband got home earlier than she expected and she had to leave.
I don't know. She wasn't calling out his name that night, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, we'll try and call her and see if we can set up another little rendezvous with you and this lady, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right, so we just spoke to Nick. Sounds like a nice guy. He's looking for this girl, Kendra, who, well, they hung out a bunch of times. The last time they were at his house, they got romantical. But then she got a little message on her phone, and she had to urgently leave. Now, Melissa thinks it was the friend check-in.
In case of an emergency bad date phone call.
Yeah, and that she used that to get out. I think it was more probably the husband, the boyfriend, something like that. And maybe she was cheating and putting it on Nick. And all of a sudden the guy hit her up and was like, why aren't you home? Where are you? Or something like that. All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kendra?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, perfect. Kendra, please don't hang up the phone. This is going to sound weird, but just we can explain why we're calling. It's Ramiro and Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we got your number from somebody that knows you. They contacted us to reach out to you to ask you out on a date. It'll be you and that person. I'm going to tell you their name. And the beautiful thing about this is that you get to pick wherever you'd like to go for a date. You get to pick the restaurant, drink as much as you want. We'll pay for everything.
And I don't know.
It'll be on a day that you're free, whenever you're available. You let us know. We'll work around you.
This feels like is this a prank or something?
No. I'm even going to tell you the gentleman's name because he gave us your number and he felt, you know him, and he feels like you guys have a connection. He would just like to get to see if maybe you guys could take it to the next level, if that's possible. I'll just tell you his name. You tell me what your immediate reaction is when I say the word Nick.
I don't know what word comes to mind.
Okay, well, but it wasn't a bad word. It was, the word was an ass piece of shit, motherfucker, so that's good. Okay, so Nick said that last time you guys hung out, you were having a good night, and that you got a message on your phone or something, and you had to leave urgently.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Everything's fine with me. It was the night got a little weird. I don't know how to explain it. I saw something at his place that I was like, no, I can't. I gotta get out of here.
What was it that you saw?
It was a sex doll.
A sex doll?
Sex doll. Oh.
But it was a Trump sex doll.
No way.
Hold on. Oh,
Jesus. No.
Who you wants mean to in F the sh- that? Is in the shape of Donald, like it's a Donald Trump, like life-size doll?
Yeah, it is. It looks like Donald Trump, and it's definitely a sex doll.
So he's Donald Trump, is what you're saying?
Oh my god!
My thoughts exactly.
I mean, it's gotta be a joke. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Kendra. Nick is on the phone right now. He's in the list saying, "Hey, Nick."
Yeah.
Please.
Dude, this has to be a joke.
Please say that your friends gave you that as a prank or something like that. Or that it has a vagina. I don't know. Like, what?
I can't believe she found that because I thought I had it, like, stashed away in the closet behind a bunch of clothes. Not to piss people off, but, like, I'm not a fan. So, you know, I'll just take him and I'll bend him over and I'll shove it up his once in a while.
Stop it! Stop it! So there's no way.
You're literally Donald Trump.
No way.
I mean, guys, he's been f***ing me, you know, since he got elected. What's the difference?
God. I can't believe you're admitting this on the radio right now. I can't believe, dude, that is so bizarre.
You gotta respect
I'm sorry.
It.
I mean, if you want to really, if somebody should be pissed off, it should be me because she's snooping through my closet looking for God knows what.
Dude, you got to do a better job at hiding that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, usually you snoop hoping you don't find anything. So, Kendra, Nick does make a good point. You were wrong, and I think you owe him another date because, you know, that should be your apology to him.
If you go maybe get some help, like talk to someone about this and how it's not normal at all, maybe I would consider another date with you. But you think this is normal, and I can't.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Cleaning up after yourself when you eat. I mean, it's something that you teach kids, right? Well, teach yourself that because maybe that's the reason that you can't get dates. You'll hear what I'm talking about tomorrow morning, 7:10, right here with the Get Up Crew Second Date Update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.